Now, are we heading for a constitutional crisis with the current happenings at the EC?
Thank you very much. I would not agree that we are heading to a constitutional crisis. But the issue at stake is very, very critical, because the Electoral Commission is the body recognized or required to conduct all elections in this country. And like Mr. Tshetia said, as it is composed now, it is not well constituted. Aside from that, it's not well placed to enable the organizing nation. Let's look at the stock. We realize that this year, the Electoral Commission is expected to supervise a number of referenda, whether for the creation of a region or the election of MMDCs. Next year, we also have local government elections coming up. 2020, we also have presidential and parliamentary elections coming up. So it seems to me that if we don't hasten the process of resolving the issues confronting the EC now, it will affect us. But the current structure also will not permit them, because under the EC law, you need the chairperson or any of the two deputies to chair a meeting for it to be valid, or for a decision taken by the meeting to be valid. At the moment, these are the people fighting among themselves. So I implore on the government and all the other institutions responsible for supporting the repositioning of EC to fast-track the process, else it will derail all the gains we've made in our democratic development.
Very well. Dr. Odrosa, in all of these, who is to blame?
We have to blame ourselves as Ghanaians, because when the issue came up and the president was petitioned, he referred it to the Chief Justice, and the Chief Justice Committee is also working. But I think that process has been slower than expected. So if they can fast-track that process of making sure that the committee sent to the petition sent to the judiciary and the committee's report is referred back to the Office of the President for further action, it will help us. So I will put the blame squarely on the Chief Justice Committee that is working. But I also say that let us look at our laws. I blame us as Ghanaians, because when you look at the EC laws, the EC law makes the chairperson of the commission that should serve as a board, and this same chairperson serves as the executive head of the institution. So she goes to chair a meeting, they take the decisions, and she comes back again to implement, which is purely conflict of interest, or it undermines any good governance. So we should purge the EC of that particular challenge, so that we can have an independent commission and then an independent head of EC institutions. So that if we were to have those two functions separated and be performed by two different people or persons, we wouldn't have gone through the crisis we are going through now. So after we've gone through the crisis, let us review the EC Act. The commission must work like a board, and then we should have an independent person serving as a chief executive who should take instructions from the commission.
Is that to say, therefore, that with the heads, current three heads at post, we will be able to solve this impasse?
Kindly take the question again.
I was asking from your submissions, is that to say that with the current heads at post, we wouldn't be able to solve this impasse?
To solve the impasse, but then we have to fast track the process, because at the moment, the way it is currently constituted and the impasse affecting them, it will be difficult for them to work as a team now, unless the impasse or the issue that brought the impasse is resolved. So at the moment, it will be extremely difficult for them to take any decision. But I must say that administratively, they are working, because we have some of the directors there working who are putting in place administrative issues so that we can go ahead to do elections. But you would agree with me that the final and ultimate decisions are approved by the commission, sitting as a commission, properly constituted. That is what is missing now. So at the moment, the EC is suffering from a leadership deficit. For the three top executives, or the three top leaders, are the ones fighting among themselves. So I think we should, as a matter of urgency, get the Chief Justice Committee to finalize its work, submit its report for the Office of the President to quickly take an immediate action to reposition the EC, so we'll be able to get back on track to ensure that we prepare ourselves for all upcoming elections. Because like I said, we have referendum this year. We are going to have local government elections next year. The following year, we are going to have presidential and parliamentary elections. And all these require preparation. If we have the EC in its current form, it will be extremely difficult for us to meet those targets. But that is not to say that we are running into a constitutional crisis.
Thank you very much, sir. We've been talking to governance expert Dr. Eric Odrosai on happenings at the EC.